أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون وإخوانهم يمدونهم في الغي ثم لا يقصرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 201 and 202 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us some directive that if the onslaught of shaitan, the intimidation of shaitan, when he incites us, then the solution will be that we seek refuge in Allah, we seek the protection of Allah, simple protection, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. In these two ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have spoken about two groups of people with regards to shaitani influences, incitement of shaitan, the whispering of shaitan. The one group Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Certainly those who have taqwa within themselves, they have the consciousness of Allah, they have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when shaitan influences them, when shaitan attacks them, tadhakkaru, they become conscious, they become awakened, they begin to remember. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And then their eyes open, they are able to see. But on the other hand, there's another group of people, وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ. And as for the brothers of shaitan, shaitan goes on dragging them into error, into deviation. ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ. Then they do not fall short of doing wrong. Either that, or shaitan does not fall short in dragging them continuously in error. So there are these two groups of people, the one group that has taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from here also it is clear that a person will have the taqwa of Allah, he is conscious of Allah ta'ala, but it doesn't mean that he is immune from the onslaught of shaitan. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. The only exception are those very special chosen slaves, chosen servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, that are free from the onslaught, the incitement, the influence of shaitan. On this ayat, Hafidh ibn Kathir rahimahumullah has quoted a thought-provoking incident in the time of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there was a young boy that would spend much of his time in the masjid, and he would spend much of his time in the company of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And one day as he was going home, a promiscuous, immodest woman, a prostitute, invited him. Momentarily he got lost, and momentarily he was influenced by this invitation, and he started going towards her house. But when he came close to the house, this ayah began to play in his mind. He was reminded about this ayat, and he started reading this ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And the consciousness that came upon him was of such a nature that he fell down and he passed away in that state, in that condition. Thereafter, his parents had buried him, they had done whatever the funeral arrangements were. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come to know about this youngster that had passed away, and he goes to the qabr of this youngster, he makes dua at the qabr, and then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu addresses the youngster, and he says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. That whoever fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for such a person is two jannats. Because it was this fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat that gripped him, that became the apparent, the outward cause of his demise, of his death. and that showed that he is great fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat for standing in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And from within the qabr, they heard the voice saying, Amirul Mu'mineen, you recite the ayah, here we are experiencing it. So this is something that we need to understand, that taqwa is not contrary to the influence of shaitan, but the important aspect is that when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tadhakkaru, we become conscious, we awaken, and we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, we repent, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the protection of shaitan. May Allah ta'ala protect us all. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.